Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Time to get a refresher, as yesterday was the last day of Youth Month, but the Road Accident Fund is looking to remind young people that road safety rules should always be adhered to throughout the course of the year. And this is important, right? Because I recall a time... Maybe I'm oversharing, but we're driving around with my cousins in our teenage years was something we thoroughly enjoyed. The eldest who had the license, and then we'd be the ones to enjoy being sent from pillar to post just to have an opportunity to drive around in the car, listen to loud music and act cool. But the truth is there's a huge responsibility that comes with making use of our roads, which prioritizes safety. To tell us more about this, especially when it comes to the youth making up 44% of claims with the Road Accident Fund in the last 2 years, is Macintosh Polela, the spokesperson of the Road Accident Fund. Mr. Polela, such a pleasure to touch base with you again, sir.
Hi, good afternoon, my lady, and thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. Always a pleasure to speak to you, Macintosh. And I guess this one is a very important one, especially when we think about youth and their influence on the road. Typically, we don't think of them as number one or key road users, but they make up a significant number of population and road users, right?
They do. And the thing about them is they're always mobile. Unlike older people who tend to stay in the home. And as you know, when you buy a car from an elderly person, you know it's going to have low kilometers, it's going to be very well looked after. But it's the opposite when you buy it from a youthful person, because they're always mobile. It's going to have high kilometers, and it would have been, overused. The problem with being on the road all the time is they get caught up in accidents. But it's not only that. It's because in South Africa, there's a culture of not adhering to road rules. And unfortunately, the youth being mobile, and especially at night when the road accidents happen, they get caught up in this. And hence, we see the number of, youth claiming from us being a staggering one. And we're just trying to caution to say we're losing very, very important people that would go out and carry the future of South Africa. And these are needless deaths, really. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about these numbers. How many youth are claiming and what are we seeing in terms of the scale of or the quantum of damages that RAF has had to pay?
So when we talk youth here, we're talking about people between the ages of 15 to 34. And we're talking about that, the estimated number of youth that claimed is, as you say, a staggering 44%. Now, that's a huge number. You must remember that people come and claim from us and do successful claims are people that have been quite affected to the point where, at least for some time or permanently, would not be able to work, and as a result are not able to contribute to society. Mm-hmm. And 44% is a huge number. And this number, we would like to have it reduced, but we would want, obviously, the assistance of the youth themselves in order to be able to reduce this number, because it is up to them to change their culture and start to respect the rules of the road. It's as simple as that.
Is this also what you happen to find, that when you follow through with these claims, the police investigations and evaluating what the cause of the incident or accident might have been, that there's often been an element of foul play largely on the youth?
Well, indeed. I mean, as you know, we don't naturally cover drivers. We mostly cover passengers. We only cover you if you're a driver, if you get involved in an accident through no fault of your own and because of the other driver being at fault. What we find with youth is that they bunch themselves in cars, especially on holiday weekends, the month ends and weekends themselves, and they go out to party. And they forget that at least one of them has to be a designated driver. Quite often, we find that, the youths are mostly driving drunk, and as a result of that, getting involved in needless accidents. If they're not driving drunk, they are speeding and they're not observing the rules of the road.
Mm. Macintosh, I can imagine that there's many youth who obviously need to hear this message, but for the sake of being cool and typically the time of year when we see a heightened level of traffic, how else is RAF looking to work with key stakeholders to enhance this messaging? We're happy to work with you as the media to extend this messaging, but do we find that legal services or need to play a stronger role? And perhaps other institutions where youth are are known to navigate to and from in their vehicles?
So this is what we do. I mean, we know that you find the youth at music festivals. You know that you find the youth at huge places of gathering. So starting from December last year, we started going to where the youth are. We went to a music festival in Durban where 15,000 people were encouraged to bring their cooler boxes from 10 o'clock. And that was ending up around 12 o'clock at midnight. Now, 10 o'clock in the morning. So we said to ourselves, we want to be a part of this. A part of this because I do not want my stuff to be, you know, jawling and, you know, partaking in alcoholic beverages. But because we want to take over the stage, and basically we negotiated to say that the stage, the back of the stage where the musicians and the DJs were playing was ours. And as people were, you know, enjoying themselves, we had messages. You know, your trip shouldn't end with RIP.
Yes.
Did you remember to bring a designated driver? Because quite often we feel that people need to be reminded as they enjoy themselves that everybody out there at that place of gathering was going to leave at some form, by some form of transport. And it was important for us to remind them that they needed to take care of themselves because their families loved them and they expected them back in one piece and not in a coffin. But we participate in these music festivals. We were at the Metro Awards. We go to all sorts of places because we want to be a part of the topic. When there's a topic at hand that all the people of South Africa are talking about, we want to be a part of that topic to remind people that they need to be safe on the roads. As people go to the Durban July, for instance, on the weekend, we also take part in it and say, by the way, we know that quite a lot of people are moving from inland to the coast. We remind you that whether you're driving down the coast and we're going to end up at the airport, at some point you're going to be driving. You need to be driving carefully and drive sober. If you're not sober, you're not the one that should be driving. You should have a friend in a designated driver doing so.
Definitely. McIntosh, well, we certainly hope that these calls will be heard on the right ears, especially as we head to the latter part of the year with the summer season coming up in September, spring, summer, December, where there's a lot of festivals and youth typically make use of vehicles on the road. But we do need to practice responsible leadership all the time. Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. And I guess for those who still want to reach out to REF, seek further guidance and clarity, can they do that? Is the organization still fighting fit to assist with any concerns that business might have?
Indeed, especially those that have claims. If you have claims that you know, you put in before the year 2021 and it still hasn't been finalized, we're looking for you. So call us on 087-820-1111. And thank you very much, my lady. We appreciate your platform.
Thank you kindly, Mr. Polela. Truly appreciate always engaging with you over the years. That is McIntosh Polela, who's the spokesperson for the Road Accident Fund, giving us an update as to how the youth does need to be reminded to be a lot more cautious on the roads. And I think we take this for granted, right? Because we think we're young, we're wild, we're free, we can live forever. But that's not the case. We do all need to practice a heightened level of responsibility, as the youth made up 44% of claims with the Road Accident Fund from the year 2020 to the year 2022. So that's quite telling, right? Making sure that we prioritize our livelihood.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.